Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. See, I like to change it up and dabble like old and new Christmas songs in there just in case. People get tired of hearing the same old stuff sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are a lot of Panthers fans that are tired of Bryce Young conversations sometimes. Like, is he the guy? Old. Is he not the guy? Things like that. Well, here's my big question I have when it comes to Bryce Young, Panthers fans. Why does it feel like a lot of Carolina Panthers fans don't want to see Bryce Young succeed? This is a big question that I have. And I was trying to think about this because I've seen I host a podcast along with Chris Lee from WREL Sports. Some people out there in the Triad area might remember him from his time at WXII and 102 Jams. We host a podcast together called Panthers Playbook, and we put a couple episodes out each week. It's on 99.9 The Fan's YouTube page, and I look and read in the comment section, and the back and forth about Bryce Young and the conversations about around him, or there's a lot of vitriol, and there's a lot of sometimes angst and anger about Bryce Young because of he hasn't played great this season. We can acknowledge the fact that Bryce Young has not looked good overall this season. I know there's the conversations about what's around him, the coaching and everything. That's separate. That's a parallel conversation to what I'm about to bring up. I understand that people don't think that Bryce Young is going to work. That's totally fine. You have every single right to think that way. And Bryce, again, hasn't really done much his rookie year to say that, you know, he's the guy, right? But as Panthers fans, don't we want him to be the guy?
You should.
I think the anger towards him is a byproduct of all the decisions that have been made under the regime of ownership of David Tepper.
I think it's definitely misguided anger.
Bryce Young is the poster child of all the decisions over the last 5-plus seasons of David Tepper. Because David Tepper bought the team in 2018. Losing season. That was the year that Cam Newton got hurt really bad with the shoulder injury off that hit by T.J. Watt on Thursday Night Football against the Pittsburgh Steelers. 2019 rolls around. Cam Newton banged up most of that season. They got rid of Ron Rivera with a couple of games left. And then after that season, Cam Newton's gone. So you roll into 2020. You bring in Matt Rhule. You bring in Teddy Bridgewater. Well, that wasn't good enough. What an upgrade at quarterback. So you trade for Sam Darnold from the New York Jets. You gave up this is in 2021. You give up a 2021 sixth-round pick, a 2022 second-round pick, and a 2022 fourth-round pick to the Jets to get Sam Darnold. Well, that season wasn't good enough. So, all right, time to make another move. This time, a 2022 fourth-round pick and a 2023 third-round pick to move up into the third round of the 2022 draft to draft Matt Corral out of Ole Miss, who played zero games. And then you also traded a 2024 fifth-round pick to Cleveland for Baker Mayfield, who didn't even last a full season. All three of those guys I just mentioned, none of them are even on the roster anymore. Neither is Teddy Bridgewater. So again, none of that was good enough. So they traded away their 2023, they used their 2023 first round pick and a 2024 first round pick, a second round pick in 2023, and a second round pick in 2025, and DJ Moore to trade up to get Bryce Young. Oh, also, their best offensive player that they had outside of DJ Moore the last few years, Christian McCaffrey, they traded him away too.
The Pack Therapy Podcast is in session. Tim Donnelly here, host of The Drive and your guide for Pack Therapy. Every episode is your chance to score inside information on the pack. We set you up for Wolfpack games all season long, and we break down the ACC competition, what to watch for as we roll towards the tournament madness, plus special guests to keep your Wolfpack hope alive. Follow Pack Therapy wherever you discover your favorite podcasts or watch it on YouTube.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So it's years of frustration with David Tepper and Carolina Panthers fans, and justifiably so. It's a ton of bad decisions that they've made, like using a third-round pick and tight end Dan Arnold to go trade to get C.J. Henderson, who's not good enough to start for you, a third-round pick and a tight end, and you got C.J. Henderson in a fifth. By the way, that fifth-round pick, along with another fifth-round pick, they paired those two things together to move up in the fourth round in 2022 to draft a linebacker that's no longer with the team. That fifth-round pick that they got from Jacksonville that they traded to Washington to get that said fourth-round pick ended up being Sam Howell. It's like, oh, another quarterback that was used from the pick that they got? So, yeah, it's years of frustration. And if you're a Panthers fan, I get it. I 100% get it. But if you're a Panthers fan, you should be rooting for Bryce Young. I get, if you're skeptical, if he's the guy, I totally get it. You have every reason to be skeptical right now, especially the way C.J. Stroud has played this season. And the few games that Anthony Richardson played before he got hurt, again, he looked really freaking good. I know Stroud is out. He missed his past game. He's probably going to miss this Sunday as well because of a concussion. But yeah, Stroud's looked like the dude. Now, again, there's conversations, would Stroud look like that in Carolina? That's a separate conversation. But I get why people are upset with Bryce and what his production has been. But if you're a Panthers fan, he's your quarterback. And if Bryce Young is successful, that means the team is successful. Isn't that what you want? Don't you want this team to win? I want to see this team get back into the playoffs. I want to see this team be a consistent 10-11 win team competing for a divisional championship, having home playoff games. But I think because Bryce Young is the poster child of all these decisions since David Tepper showed up in 2018, Bryce Young is the poster child and the byproduct of all those other choices. That if Bryce Young is successful, that means David Tepper was successful and people hate David Tepper. I have not met one Panthers fan's like, oh man, I love what Tepper's doing right now. The way he's changed this organization around, the way he's doing things, I love it.
Well, they would be crazy.
Well, there's that. I haven't met one yet. But you should want Bryce Young to be successful. And I know a lot of people say, well, Bryce Young shouldn't have to have all these other weapons and all this other stuff. He should be able to elevate guys. Well, guess what? If you have to put all that stuff around him to be successful and the team wins, isn't that what you want? Heck, even if you are, gosh, there's questions out in Kansas City. Like, you know what? Patrick Mahomes, outside of Travis Kelce, doesn't have much of anything going on. Look how much they've sputtered this season on offense. Like, well, yeah, you still got to have good guys around your quarterback. But if you're a Panther fan, don't you want the guy to win? Don't you want the guy to be successful? Shouldn't you be rooting for the guy? Because guess what? If this team, the way it's presently constructed right now, because again, all those decisions by Tepper, he's the guy that brought in Scott Fitterer. These guys are making decisions together. The way this roster is currently constructed, it's probably going to be 3 years before this team is really turned around.
At least.
If Bryce Young isn't the guy, you're looking at five minimum. Five. Minimum. Maybe six. And if it's five or six, you're looking at 11, 12 straight years of losing seasons. You better hope that Bryce Young is the guy. Because otherwise, it's just going to be even longer. And who knows what it's going to be. You better root for Bryce. You may not like him, may not think he's the guy. He may be the third best quarterback out of this draft. But if he's successful in Carolina, that's all that matters. Because if he's successful, that means the team is winning. Isn't that what you want? It's what I want. I want to see them win. It's much more fun to talk about a Carolina Panthers team that's winning, not a two-win team.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.